Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Or maybe just T for one, depending on how good your voice is, how your throat feels, how your head is, much than anything else. So Jay Kirshner is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. How is your, I haven't heard you yet today much. How is the voice and how
Oh, the lungs, yeah. It's mainly the asthma, which is caused pretty much by the allergies. So my throat doesn't hurt or anything like that, but I have a lot of coughing still from this asthma.
Really? Well, there's a whole, you can follow the tree backwards. The asthma is caused by the pollen. The pollen is caused by Mother Nature. Mother Nature is caused by God. God is caused by what? The Big Boom? What came first, God or the Big Bang? Or was there really even a Big Bang under the circumstances? There are a lot of people today who even question whether there is, you know, we've oftentimes tried to grasp the idea of infinity. There is no beginning. There is no end. And it's so because we are mortal and we are finite, hard to grasp the idea of infinity or being not finite. It's almost impossible for our brains to, I think it is, maybe for Einstein it wasn't, but
give
us mere mortals, it's not easy.
Well, if you look at it this way, that if the universe is infinite, it goes endlessly in every which direction, technically, we are the center of the universe.
For us.
Just saying.
Yeah. We are. Hello. Here I am, number one. So how long is this going to last, given the voice cloning, the starting of voice cloning in radio? There have been people whose voices have been cloned. There's a big lawsuit that's going to happen because these artificial intelligence things are taking people's voices and they're using them and not compensating the people for their voice. So is it possible, one thing that does not seem possible is a real voice cannot be created by artificial intelligence. It has to clone it. It has to hear it. It has to use it. And so there's a whole big busload, if you will, of trauma that's going to be created around this.
I think this is what happened with the original Siri on Apple. She wasn't actually hired by Apple. She's a voice actor, and she was doing something or cut a whole bunch of things, and so she was never truly compensated. Had she known that she was going to be Siri, the original voice of Siri, for how many years?
Yeah. Well, listen. Hunga bunga. Use my voice. Send me a check. I don't actually, but there are a lot of different, you have done this. We were talking about this the other day. A lot of people in radio have gone into, since the big companies cheapened the value of radio and personalities, they just take one voice and put it, in some cases, I know some people who do three or four different programs a day on three or four different stations to try to sound local, but they don't. And the astute listener who listens to this program hears portions of this program have been pre-recorded. Hello, duh. The music is always pre-recorded and never say that. So what does that mean? What's left? The announcer's voice. So speaking of paying, the writers in Hollyweird have gone on strike. Contract negotiations have fallen apart. So sadly, wait a minute, I have to hold. This is something that is so sad, the fact that those guys that are on at night, the late night stars of television, are all now on reruns, repeats, because the writers have gone on strike. So the great Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers are all shut down because of the strike.
Yeah, well, they kind of, you can tell that they were kind of expecting this because a lot of people were trying to bank as many recorded episodes for things as possible, or any series were trying to hurry up and finish wrapping up filming their season, because I think they kind of knew this was going to happen, so that way they wouldn't completely be out. Because think about it, where it's not just with a lot of the late night shows, SNL and stuff, there are so many other people that have jobs on these shows that are for right now out of work, but everybody stands behind and they're standing with the writers. They are supporting the writers. And what was the last time? Was it 2007?
Yeah, I remember that. It's a company town, and so people are not going to cross picket lines. People are not going to do things that would eventually affect their own, because, again, it's such a heavily unionized community. And so there's just, I remember being friends with a couple of actors and how unionized, when June Lockhart, who was on Lassie and that space show, she and I were great friends for a number of years, and she was such a union supporter. She used to come, once she met me and found I was in the talk world, she used to come to all of the talk conventions with me. And she was an interesting character. But one of the things, as I put this together, that was so, she was almost rabid about it. The union's got to take care of the union guys. So anyway, this strike is going to it doesn't help the advertisers because ratings go down. It doesn't help anybody. And with all strikes, there is this question as to whether you're really better off if you walk out for a week. Maybe it'll be okay, 2 weeks, 3. Once it gets to 3 or 4 weeks, then no matter how much they pay you, the union pays you, it's not what you get for doing your job. And if you get an increase in pay, it's usually never enough to make up for what you didn't make in the weeks that you were on strike. And because in Hollywood it's a gig economy, the actors get paid for showing up to act. The writers get paid for the quality or the quantity of what they write. There's nobody on salary who's sitting there, okay, let's see, what am I going to write today? Although there are people who are doing that in the writers' rooms, they all get paid. You know, even though there's a gig economy, the unions have very strong health care, for example. My son and his wife both have been through that, so I can speak. I haven't really, but it's for that group. And Sophie's mother also, who's been a producer of some really big programs, they only get paid when the show is being worked. And if it's not being worked, they don't have health insurance. They just don't spread it out. If you don't have a job, you don't have health insurance. So if you keep working, keep acting, keep writing, keep directing, keep doing whatever it is that you do, you're going to get paid and you'll have benefits. If you're not, then you don't. And for a time, both Brendan and Sophie weren't working on anything, so they didn't have any insurance. And that was okay when the two of them were by themselves, but now they have a baby, you know, you got to figure out how to cover those sorts of things. And I think, I'm not sure about the sticking points, but that could be one of them, because it usually is. How do we make the insurance last a little longer? The idea is to staff some of these shows with a certain number of writers for a specific period of time, whether they're needed or not. And that's to answer what I just suggested. That's to make sure that they're getting the benefits. Staffing doesn't mean you're getting paid full salary. It just means that you're going to have benefits much as anything else. So it probably would affect, I would think, Saturday Night Live, too, right? Any of these shows?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going to have to be on hiatus as well.
Yeah. Isn't there something, didn't I see something somewhere, I heard something yesterday, and I think I saw it, with Live, former Ryan, and before that it was Kathy and...
Kelly and Mark.
Kelly and Mark, now the husband and wife team, are only recording there. They're doing them live 3 days a week and recording them twice a week. And so it isn't live anymore. So how can you say live with Regis or whoever, Kelly and Kathy and
Fred
and Alma?
Well, there were some that were in the news because they were banking. I think they were almost recording two months out. Because they go on hiatus for the summer, and a lot of times it is just previously recorded, previously aired episodes. And they kind of wanted to have a lot of new information or new conversations, even if they were going to be on their summer hiatus. So they decided to just go ahead and bank a whole bunch. And now you almost wonder, were they banking some because of the Hollywood writer's strike coming?
Well, there are a lot of, you know, these people know that it's going to happen as they get more, as they, the advertising business at the moment, which supports radio and television, isn't great because of the circumstances we find ourselves in economically. I think that there are a lot of businesses that are not doing as well. Although advertising seems to be picking up, it still isn't what it was. It hasn't been what it was since 2010, almost 15 years. Of stuff has almost killed the business. You can see, you can hear it on your stations, what's there and what isn't there, what used to be there, what isn't there now. All of these things, the big stars of radio that used to make millions of bucks, they're all gone. And names that you don't know have shown up. And is it as good as it used to be? Not in many cases, it's not. Not at all. And that's because the big companies, like everything else, it's like these banks. You know, we were talking yesterday about Republic going down the chute and what happened to the money. The money was all, everybody who had an account, their money was protected and moved over to J.C. Martin Morgan Trust, or what is it, Chase? J.C. Chase, I forget, but the biggest bank. The four biggest banks in the country have now gotten bigger because of the default of these three other banks. And that's what happens. They can't fail. The government says they are too big to fail, so they are the protectorate of the money, at least. But if you had stock in Republic, forget it. It was worth Friday $400 a share, yesterday $3.17 a share, today zero. That's it. See you later. And that's not because it was badly run. The first bank, that bank in California, was badly run. I had dinner last night with a guy who's a investor, financial guy, and he was explaining some of the ins and outs of this stuff. It's just the big get bigger and the small get, and I don't say that, I say this lovingly. I'm the last guy producing a program that is, I'm on my own, independent. Everybody else has been eaten up or run out of town. So let's hear it for me. It's 18 past the hour.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-268-4518. 800-268-4518. 800-268-4518. That's 800-268-4518.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.
Thank you. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour, Doug Steffens, good day program. It's Wednesday, May the 3rd. So may the 3rd be with you. Why not, right?
We're almost there.
So Ed Sheeran, speaking of almost there, has spent 5 days in court so far. We've been tracking this more or less every day, the copyright infringement trial, his single going back to 2014, Thinking Out Loud. He's very frustrated, and so we're going to talk about that with some degree of credibility, hopefully, right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious
ways. So here's the, according to the people are on the other side, the root of all evil is this song and how similar it is to Let's Get It On, the song that came. I think that's a 1967, 68. Mm-hmm. And when Ed Townsend, who was a writer and a singer and a performer in Detroit with Motown, wrote the first song, Let's Get It On. And so their family is Motown is going after Ed Sheeran. So it looks like not only is he frustrated, but he said, you know what? If I don't win this or if we don't get by all of this, I'm done.
Yeah.
I work hard.
He's so
had enough of this.
But he did not do this. The his co-writer for the song Thinking Out Loud, Amy Wage, said that they absolutely did not do this, and it's actually pretty devastating, diminishes everything that they have done. And a lot of songs do tend to sound the same. And funny enough, the co-writer, even Amy Wage, points out that the song almost sounds more like Van Morrison's Have I Told You Lately. Because
which is one of my favorite songs in the world. Matter of fact, if you can grab that quickly, I should have had you do that, James. There is something about that song. It's been done by any number of people.
Yes, and they have permission for that one because then she even says they use the same chords and it's just in a different key. So how why did nobody come after Van Morrison for Have I Told You Lately then, if that's the case?
And
it's not even the heirs or not the heirs, the people who inherited the rights or anything like that for Marvin Gaye's side. It's strictly Ed Townsend's.
I think there's a money grab going on here because, as we've said also any number of times, from the outside looking in, there are only 8 notes, right? Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. 8 notes. There are lots of different instruments that can achieve variations on those notes. Your vocal cords can achieve all kinds of variations, as we know by the different styles of music. There's country music. There's adult contemporary music. There's R&B. There are just so many different variations, and so it seems to me you have to give in to that to a certain extent, understanding that it is. So is this worth pursuing? He doesn't think that this business is worth pursuing any longer, which would be a shame because he's quite a creator and quite a force.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think that we're, you know, the legal system being what it is and lawyers being what they are and people who look at the Ed Sheeran certainly is having a good time making a lot of money, but that doesn't mean he doesn't work hard because I think he does. I think most of these people do. Food for thought or music for thought here on Good Day, 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, it's best to get your dog or cat used to bath time when they're young. However, older dogs can become adjusted to the bathing experience also. Of course, don't just toss your dog or cat into the water and expect them to enjoy it. Take the time to gradually adjust them to the experience. First, decide which sink or tub you're going to use. Then, this is really important, place a non-skid rubber mat on the bottom. The first few times, just put the dog or cat in the tub or in the sink with a treat. No water at all. After they're comfortable in there for a couple of minutes eating their treat, the next day, put in maybe a half inch of water, warm water that is, and gradually increase the water while you're massaging the dog a little bit every single time. Also with the spray attachment, very often the dog or cat is fine in the tub or the sink, but when you use that spray attachment, it freaks them out. It's not a bad idea to get them used to that spray attachment. Maybe spray it just before you give them a treat or spray it before you give them food so they have a positive association. Let's face it, your dog and cats want to be clean too. I'm Warren X.
Hey, you know what I don't get? Why is that company always telling you to just do what? What is it? To just look like everybody else? Or maybe just pay way too much for your shoes? Well, Skechers, we know what we want you to do. Just slip in. That's right, just slip in to do hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Why? Because slip-ins are the easiest, most comfortable shoes ever. You don't have to bend down to put them on. You don't even have to touch them. Find slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Law enforcement yesterday afternoon captured an illegal immigrant suspected of shooting 5 Texas neighbors to death and leading multiple agencies on a 4-day manhunt. 38-year-old Francisco Oropesa, a Mexican national who immigration officials say had been deported from the United States 4 times since 2009. FBI Assistant Special Agent Jimmy Paul.
The tip for the suspect's location came in through the FBI's tip line, and we just want to thank the person who had the courage and bravery to call in the suspect's location.
Oropesa was captured under laundry in a closet in Cut and Shoot, Texas. That's about 17 miles west of the murder scene in Cleveland, Texas, north of Houston. It's okay to be grumpy today, as it is the Great American Grump Out. Lance Pry, USA News.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
To know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
And Jay, Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner, Doug and Jay, Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner. You think I should keep repeating it, or everybody's got the idea here?
Yes, so I'm Doug Steffen.
May 3rd. I'm Jay Kirshner. Yeah, right. So we were talking about this whole business with Ed Sheeran and the suit brought by the family of a singer and a songwriter. And I was thinking about that song, and then you got me thinking about it because Van Morrison has been brought into the trial, and Have I Told You Lately That I Love You? That happens to be one of the 25 greatest songs of all time, ranking by Billboard magazine. So I looked at the list and thought it was really interesting because some of the music you made, it feels like it's contemporary to a certain era. For example, at number 25 on the list of the 25 greatest songs, ABBA's Dancing Queen, which goes back to 1976. I love ABBA anyway. And Chucker told us yesterday there was going to be another musical.
Yeah, a
right?
third Mamma Mia, apparently,
yeah,
which is great.
Right.
He was saying that they were hoping to get Meryl Streep back, which, spoiler yeah. alert, if you haven't seen the second, she dies. So
so this would be,
it'll be interesting.
Comes back to life, yeah. Number 24 on the list of the greatest songs, Light My Fire by Jimmy Morrison and the Doors, was their first big hit in 1967. Who doesn't know, come on, baby, light my fire, right? That song is a classic.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right. Number 23 is something I know nothing about. The Notorious B.I.G. recorded a song called Juicy in 1994. Are you familiar with that tune?
I am familiar with some of his works of art, not
Christopher
Juicy.
Wallace's real name. No, I don't know the song at all. Let's see. Bob Marley in 1975, 22nd song on the list, No Woman, No Cry. So I think the implication there is if you are single, you won't cry. If you're with a woman, you will. And there's a lot of truth to that, speaking as someone who's had that experience. Number 21 on the list, I feel like I'm Dave Heffler, one of the guys doing the countdown of the songs from a various era, Casey Kasem anyway. Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run from 1975 is number 21 on that list. Who doesn't know that song, right? No matter what your age, don't you feel like everybody knows that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Number 20, The Beatles from 1965 and Yesterday. What a fabulous, fabulous song.
When anything yeah. the Beatles did.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yesterday. In number 19, Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, right? That's what kind of got me to, I wanted to see where that song fit and Let's Get It On. And then his music was very iconic, frankly, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, number 18, Michael Jackson's Rock With You. I've never been a Michael Jackson fan, obviously. I just never thought his music was that great. Let's see here. The Who and My Generation. Now, that's a song, whether you know it or not, you
yeah.
do. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's been used for so many commercials.
Right? Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. The Clash, the British group responsible for number 16, greatest songs of all time, from 1979, London Calling. I do not know. I know the group, but I don't know that song at all. Doesn't ring a bell with me.
It's a good song.
Elvis and Hound Dog. That's appropriate. Number 15, right? 1956. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. I could never, ever replicate. I sing his ballads all the time when I hear them. I'm singing them. Daisy, if I'm in the truck, singing along, looks at me.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
That's
1967.
A good one.
Number 14 on that list. Yeah, that is a good one. Very, an excellent tune. Actually, and you got to know that Aretha's going to be in here. Number 13, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, Respect, 1967. There were a couple of other songs of hers that I liked better. All right, you know, the Beach Boys got to be in this list. Number 12, God Only Knows, 1966. That was a song that wasn't supposed to be.
Okay.
You know the history of the song. Yeah, it was kind of one of those afterthought things. This is a song and, you know, certainly we associate it with the Christmas movie, which isn't really even a Christmas movie, Love Actually, you know, at the end, this song kind of puts everything into perspective, and it was well placed, frankly.
I don't even recall that song being in it. I think
of
50 First Dates with Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
That's a song that she sings over and over again, well, because she, like, wakes up thinking it's the same day, but she only sings that song on the day she sees him, so somewhere in there she's remembering him. It's such a cute movie.
Yeah. Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin from 1971 is number 11 on that list. That's one of those songs that the disc jockeys used when they had to go to the bathroom. Put that on because it was pretty long.
Yeah.
Hey Jude, I just so dislike this song.
Really?
Number 10. Oh my, I just cannot stand listening to them yell and scream. That's all in. La 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 la.
Jude.
No.
Love
not for me.
Song.
John Lennon and Imagine is number 9. Did that with Yoko Ono. That's one of the great, most provocative songs, created the most controversy, and still today when people listen to it and understand what the lyric line is all about, they get upset. A lot of people do who are churchgoers or traditionalists or whatever. But it was John Lennon at his best in my, and I love the philosophy of the song, frankly. Imagine no war, imagine peace everywhere. All right, number 8 on the list, 25 greatest songs, Johnny Cash. And I Walk the Line. That's very appropriate. From 1956. Do you know that song?
Oh, it's a great song.
Really is. And the way he drubbed all of his songs had that drubbing on the guitar. Yeah. Ronettes. This is it. Be My Baby. 1963. Number 7 on the list of the all-time biggest tunes. And this is a ranking from Billboard as to, and this is the song that tipped it for the Ronettes, because they'd been around. Ronnie Spector and, I'm trying to remember whether or not, What's-Her-Face was still with Darlene Love, was still in it or not. She wouldn't sleep with Phil Spector, so he wouldn't make her the lead singer, and Ronnie did. So, and then Phil Spector screwed him out of $10 million for the royalties from this song. Wonderful fellow that he was. So anyway, that was number 7? Yes. Okay, so we'll get to the top 5. Number 6, In My Life by the Beatles, 1965. That's a fabulous, what a wonderful thought. Just, you know the song, just think about that, the moments in that song, on that track. Very meaningful. John Lennon and Paul McCartney wrote that. It was just one of those fabulous things. The Stones. The best introduction ever to a rock song. I Can't Get No Satisfaction, number 5, from 1965. You know that song, how it begins? It's a great disc jockey intro song, but it just has that great, great song. Let It Be is number 4 from the Beatles. 1968, no surprise there. There's another very provocative, when I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, you know that line? Bob Dylan. I don't know whether I'm surprised or not to see this as number 3, Like a Rolling Stone. Right? He was a true poet, and it really, really captured people's imagination at the time. Chuck Berry, certainly you'd expect him to be in here. 1958's Johnny B. Goode, number 2 on the list. And that this is the moment you've all been waiting for. I feel like I'm on American Idol or The Voice or something.
And it's like, drum roll, please.
Number 1 in terms of the ranking of the greatest songs of all time that's had the most play. And this surprises me because it used to be The Righteous Brothers and You're My Soul and Inspiration. But since the movie, Bohemian Rhapsody has overtaken The Righteous Brothers as the number 1 song being played, streamed, just there. So Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. I don't know if people will agree or disagree with that, but
it's a great song.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, so I took up a lot of time going through that, but I thought it would be of value. This portion of the program brought to you, by the way, by the folks at Progressive Commercial Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. So in order to keep your business on the go, Progressive keeps your policy within reach. Easy-to-use mobile app. You can learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. I saw this story about the bride that was killed, the groom was injured. Drunk driver hit a golf cart after the wedding reception.
Yeah.
You see this?
It's heartbreaking.
What the hell's the matter?
Hours after, they say I do, and at the hospital.
Drunk driver slams into the back of the golf cart. You know, the root of all evil is alcohol, drugs and alcohol. More of it starts there than anything else. Some lady's name was Samantha Miller. She was 34, killed instantly. Eric Hutchinson, her husband, is in serious condition, has to go through reconstructive surgery, broken bones everywhere, brain injury. So what's going to happen to this drunk Jamie Lee Karunsky, charged with one count of reckless homicide. This person should never... It's too easy.
Lives ruined.
To,
a life ended.
Ruined
who
two
were,
lives.
Were in, injured. And then ruined her own, too, because she was young.
Yeah.
The drunk driver, she's relatively young.
25.
Ruined her own life.
Yep. The evil. And, you know, after all of those commercials, please drink responsibly. Who listens to that? Who pays any attention to please drink responsibly? Yeah. Nobody does, frankly. And what a waste. Hey, a moment in time. A couple of other wedding, and so is there some good wedding news? A woman who sent her wedding dress to a preservation company said it was held for ransom, excuse me, in a billing dispute with Bed Bath & Beyond. I can't imagine that's going to be a big problem now because they're out of business. So
yeah, that's kind of the issue. And apparently Bed Bath & Beyond... wasn't keeping up with their own bills either. So they owe this company who was doing these dress preservation kits like $40,000 or something like that. And this woman had, it's not like she did the dress preservation kit a year or two ago. She only just did it.
In March.
Like less than a month. Yeah. And then less than a month later, she receives a notice of, hey, Bed Bath & Beyond owes us money, and we are basically holding all the dresses until we are paid. And she caused enough of a stink that they were like, okay, we'll send you your dress back.
Mm-hmm.
But if anybody else had this happen or did this, and wants their dress back, apparently, like, the squeaky wheel gets the oil?
Gets the grease.
So makes some noise.
The greasy wheel, yeah, the grease. The squeaky wheel gets greased, yes, that's what happens. And so here, in this circumstance, is all over social media. And it does seem unfair because she paid for it, right? So she's getting her just reward. But what about all the others in the same circumstance? Good question, Jay. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote. Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling while telling a customer to leave the room, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think.
Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Food, farm, family time at 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. You find all this information every day. Follow through at foodfarmfamily.com. Also, our American Family Farmer shows are there every week. Today, the recall of the day goes to Schnucks. They have issued an allergy alert on culinaria nut mixes because they are mislabeled undeclared almonds. Schnucks markets, pretty much, I think, in the Midwest and Mid-South, aren't they? Is that what I know about Schnucks?
S-C-H-N. Yeah, they seem to be pretty prominent.
Yeah, not around here, but I think in the Midwest. Well, anyway, if this rings a bell, there's a Schnucks store near you, and you bought some of the almonds, bring them back, get your money back.
Yeah, if you have an almond allergy, this could be really bad. But it makes you wonder, clearly this is a machine that happened, like a machine did this, but how does it also happen? Because it is the cashew and macadamia mix. That label was put on the cashew and almond mix, where the cashew and almond mix was put on the cashew
bad
and macadamia mix.
That's bad management. Much anything else, they're not watching, not looking at what they're supposed to be looking at, watching the store, minding the store. All right, here's an interesting thing. As we get close to the inauguration this weekend, lots of focus on King Charles and his world. So, of course, there's going to be a shout-out from former chefs who are talking about what King Charles likes to eat. Apparently, he has rather, he's an organic farmer, kind of, and he's done that a little bit himself. He likes to eat organically, according to the chef that used to be there. He was into it before it was a thing, as said the former chef, which I guess, yeah, that makes sense. One of his favorite vegetables is wild mushrooms. Me too. Look at this. I have something in common with a king.
Yeah, you do.
King Doug.
It's like your royalty.
Yeah. Thanks for playing into that, Jay. Very nice. He likes seasonal cuisine, as said the chef. He likes pheasants in the season. He likes apples in the season. And, of course, they have all of this stuff on the various estates that belong to the royal family. So it's not hard to get all of this stuff, for sure. But he likes savory over sweet. I always thought that was an interesting... It's savory. What is that? I obviously know what sweet means, but what's savory? What's the application of that to food? Like, what kind of foods would be considered savory? I don't even like that word much.
Probably more like meal things. I don't
steaks,
know, like steaks,
vegetables,
lambs. Yeah, something. What's the savory? Is that kind of like butterish or something?
Oh, okay. Yeah, creamy.
Yeah.
Italian cuisine he likes.
Yeah, like a mushroom risotto or something like that. Polenta
right.
dishes.
Yeah, exactly.
Pizza.
Yeah.
I get that. I sweet on the list of all the different, well, no, sour would be absolutely last. But sweet is down there. Give me salt over sweets.
Eat pizza. The apparently the byword when Charles around is eat pizza. So anyway. Okay, buzzing situation on a big highway in Florida. Truck carrying a million bees crashed into a tractor trailer, releasing thousands and thousands of bees all over the freeway. The highway patrol said the incident happened in the Baldwin area. That's near Jacksonville. So where do you suppose the bees went, right? After the crash, they're gone. You're not going to catch them. They're just gone. And this is where... a lot of bees are, the bee problem is still a problem. There aren't enough bees to go around, but they raise a lot of them down in this neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
So $40,000 worth of bees buzzing away. Bye. Imagine the people driving down the highway who witnessed this, right? Look at all these bees. The farm bill is something that people say, well, it only affects the farmers. No, it affects you. And why... farming can continue and how fresh food can continue to flow. And one of the things that's always been a problem with bills like this is that members of Congress who own farms and own land, they put bills together that will help them. And so a lot of money in the farm bill that's being proposed right now will go into the hands of members of the House Agriculture Committee or other members of the government. So where are the ethics people when it comes to this? That's what I want to know. Where are they?
Why is this allowed?
Yeah.
What loophole needs to be closed?
Exactly. And get the money. The big agribusinesses that also get lots of the money don't deserve a penny of it. The family farmers are the ones who need to be helped. If there's going to be a bill, help the people who need the help. It's outrageous. This whole system is so frickin' messed up. Aye, aye, aye. All right, well, we got you thinking about it. Anyway, don't forget, all this information every day, foodfarmfamily.com. Doug and Jay, 59 past.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.